It's the final hurdle for a performing artist. Stage fright, that paralyzing anxiety that can sabotage a performance, hijack all the years spent perfecting a craft, and turn what should be a career milestone into a misery. Filmmaker John Beter has woven his own experience of performance anxiety into a documentary film that looks at stage fright through the eyes of professional classical musicians, people whose livelihood depends on overcoming their fears. John's with us in our studio. Hi, John. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Was one of the initial stimuli for you making the film your own experience?
Absolutely. I have an undergraduate degree in percussion performance and can remember very vividly the times when my hands would shake, mm-hmm. When my heart would start to race right before a performance or an audition. And that was a big part of wanting to make this, is the fact that I unfortunately didn't really have any opportunity to speak about that with people when I was going through it all.
Most people who go into an audition take a piece that they have rehearsed so many times that you reach the point in your practice sessions of saying, I got this, right? I could play this thing by heart. It's inside me. And then the fear can just cancel all that skill, throw it right out the window, can't it?
Absolutely. Part of the problem is that so many musicians spend the majority of their time in a practice room, which makes sense, to hone the skills.
You have to, right? The woodshed.
Exactly. But they don't get as much experience actually performing. So the process of performing is very different from practicing. You don't stop in the middle of a performance.
Right.
You don't, analyze as you're going through.
Yeah.
So suddenly sometimes people are faced with these performances where these feelings, their adrenaline is going, which isn't normally going in the mm-hmm. practice room, and it throws off the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talk about in the film is making sure students, young students, and those in university and conservatories have opportunities to perform as well as practice, making it not so much of a strange place, the stage, but more of a place where you go to express yourself, and that's comfortable, not foreign and strange.
Sort of a place to have a low impact experience.
I think growing up and even in college, I had very few experiences auditioning. And mm-hmm. so when they would happen, there's no surprise there that I would be nervous and feel kind of, uncomfortable in those situations.
You're thrown into, in a practice room, you've got everything right where you want it. You got your music stand, your metronome, your little glass of, I always have a glass of iced tea mm-hmm. at hand. And I've done in my own practice room, I've done a lot to make that a comfortable environment, the very opposite of what an audition environment is going to be.
Absolutely. And what we've found is that some musicians, realizing this, have done a really great job of making themselves very uncomfortable to practice that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So from some of our cast members, we heard that they would do things like running up and down stairs and then performing their pieces, mm-hmm. or gathering folks just walking by to come and listen to them play, to give that kind of sense of a performance rather than a practice room.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds as if the different elements that contribute to performance anxiety can be sort of isolated, and once isolated, understood. Changing the physical environment, things like and physical things like reducing your heart rate.
Yeah, I think what's helped me as far as addressing anxiety, not just in performance but in daily life, is acknowledging it, is knowing, oh, I feel adrenaline right now. My hands feel sweaty. Why is that? Why is that happening? And taking that kind of 2 seconds or sometimes more to understand why it's happening is incredibly powerful, rather than just feeling like a victim of this adrenaline of why is this happening, mm-hmm. what's going on. I can start to understand it. And I think that's something really important for people, is to be able to stop and kind of take a moment to understand, well, why would I be nervous? Why would my hands be shaking right now? And then go from there and start to understand it more. It's a lot more healthy than just going, I'm freaking out and I don't know why.
Sure. Well, I think it's also reassuring when you find that well-known artists, successful artists who go all over the world, still experience that, because they do, don't they?
They do. We actually ran a survey of professional orchestral musicians in the U.S., and we found that 98% of the respondents had at one time or another experienced performance anxiety. Mm-hmm. I presented that to some orchestral musicians, and a guy from the Chicago Symphony came up to me and said, just so you know, I think 2% of people are liars.
I guessed you were going to tell me that, right?
Yeah. So it's definitely something we all experience, but have trouble speaking about.
Well, now that we've sort of gotten it out in the open, you have to wonder, you know, if it's a pretty miserable experience to be terrified, especially when there are a bunch of people out there looking at you. So why do it?
You know, I think a lot of us, when we're young, we get into music because it's an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. And then you want to get better at it. You want more opportunities. So you practice and develop a good ear to kind of understand how you're progressing. And sometimes, and this is something we've talked about with a lot of our cast, people do go through this kind of question of, well, why do I do this if it feels so terrible? And for some folks, feeling nervous is very similar to feeling excited.
Yeah.
You know, those sensations that you're feeling, and being able to mentally turn that nervousness into excitement allows them to find that passion again and realize, oh, wait, no, I love doing this. That energy, it can help me. That energy can actually make this a better performance and make me more engaged and bring back those feelings of joy that I had.
Well, just speaking personally, that was my experience. That's been my experience of it. And I've certainly asked a lot of people in the performing arts on this show, how do you deal with it? And I get variations of the same answer, and that would be my answer as well. It's a quantum of energy to be employed as I see fit, if I can get a handle on it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, adrenaline is there for a reason. It can be very powerful. It can help us get through things. It can help us be, think faster. You know, you can be more hyper aware of
what's
happening.
That's what it's for.
Exactly. And so understanding that it's a tool, that it's something there to help us, just in and of itself can be powerful. So I think part of, you know, addressing this is understanding that it's there for a reason, mm-hmm. that it can be used, and it doesn't have to be something that you force back down or try to conceal or try to hold within. It can be something that can be used and released in a positive way.
Are you going to return to the performing life?
You know, I get asked that a lot.
You've got a camera to hide behind now, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to get back into music and wonder what it would be like now going back into those performance situations.
I have to think, John, you would go into it with some little more understanding, quite a bit more understanding.
Absolutely. It would be impossible for me to not use some of these things that we've learned about in my own practice. And honestly, I do it when we do interviews, when I speak in front of people, I use those exact same methods to address my own anxiety that musicians are using when they go on stage.
Well, it's not a skill that's peculiar to performing artists. It's a life skill.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just kind of how to handle, right?
Exactly. You know, anxiety is not restricted to the stage. It's something that we feel in daily life.
If only, right?
Yeah.
John, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
John Reeder is the producer and director of Compose, a film about performance anxiety that will be shown this evening at Punahou School's Dillingham Hall. The screening is free and open to the public.